Hall of the Apollo Theater. Oh, great, yeah. When I was a kid growing up, we used to watch Showtime at the Apollo. It came on every weekend, and it was a talent show that happened at the Apollo Theater. So when I got back to New York, you know, when I grew up and came back to New York, and I saw this place for the first time, I was so thrilled. I got to see a traveling company of Dreamgirls here when it was coming through. But it started off in 1914 as the Hartung and Shaman's new burlesque theater. Burlesque was a huge thing during that time period. It was, I guess today, it'd be one of those little clubs, those little stores you see up and down 8th Avenue, those striptease action. But it was artistic striptease. Burlesque was a little different than just, you know, going to
burlesque
a strip club.
Burlesque is cultural
striptease. It's cultural striptease. You get a gimmick. Any Gypsy fans? The play Gypsy?
Gypsy Rosalie?
No?
Ooh.
Okay, because after the guys that owned it, when it was opened in 1914, it was taken over by Billy Minsky, who was another burlesque king that Gypsy Rose worked for a while. Anyway, during that time period, the entertainment could have black people, but the audience was all white. That was a regular practice for clubs and theaters in New York City and elsewhere during that time. The Cotton Club, the world's famous Cotton Club, the stage full of fantastic black entertainers, audience all white.
Black and white minstrel show, is that the same deal?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you did see quite a lot of minstrel shows at the Apollo back in the day as well.
You did. Yes, you had a lot of black entertainers who did blackface. I mean, white, blackface, if you can believe it or not. During the 1930s, it fell to disrepair, and it was reopened in 1934 and christened the Apollo Theater, whose motto is, where stars are born and legends are made. Just some of the people that performed here. Ella Fitzgerald, Billie Holiday, Diana Ross and the Supremes, Sammy Davis Jr., Stevie Wonder, the Jackson 5, James Brown, and more recently, Mariah Carey. You all know who that is, you know.
She did a great job in New Year's.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she did. But this is a National Historic Landmark now.
And if you guys ever want to try your hand, come here at Amateur Night. It's one of the most notorious amateur nights in the world. You can very easily and very quickly get booed off the stage, and they actually have a broom man that'll come out and shoo you off.
Sandman Sims. Different people have played the part over the years, but Sandman Sims was the most recent. He may have passed away by now, though. In the early days, they would actually use the hook. They would hook the performer and lead them off stage.
But it's a good venue. That's actually where Ella Fitzgerald got her start.